From Kevin Murphy, this is Conversations with Kevin, a show about innovation, creativity, product, and purpose. All the ingredients that make up what Kevin Murphy is and what we stand for. I'm Sue Remish, your host and Chief Innovation Officer for Kevin Murphy. And now, Conversations with Kevin. The Kevin Murphy design team, along with Kevin himself, recently went to Prague in the Czech Republic to shoot the 2020 Color Me campaign called Radiant Flux. Radiant Flux is about deliberate imperfections, creating the ultimate raw finish for blondes with just the right amount of added regrowth and attitude. Soft, creamy, and gold tones remain rough around the edges, creating a new wave of perfectly imperfect shadow play. Luxe Radiant Brunettes are sculpted and shaded, bringing light into the darkness for sculptural definition. Color plays with neo tones, taking a journey from dark to light with pops of unexpected shades from iridescent violet to a haunting deep dark blue. A blaze of colors, luminescent in their brilliance, yet anchored in the shadows, paired back, played down, one unable to exist without the other. Simplified and deliberate to be nothing but real and honest, they came as raw canvases ready to make a statement, and they left as works of art. I'm sitting down today with Kate Reed, Color Me Design Director for Kevin Murphy, and Wade Blackford, Design Director for Styling. Welcome, both of you.
Awesome. Thank
you. Good to see you. So you've just come off the collection shoot. That's so exciting that we are now dedicating a Color Me collection shoot solely to Color Me. It's a brilliant step for us. Kate, let's start with you. What's the biggest trend you think we're going to be seeing for 2020?
Okay, I'm just going to start with this was the biggest shoot we ever created.
Not only have we done a color shoot, but it was the biggest shoot.
It was huge. Absolutely massive.
Huge. So we had 17 models.
Wow.
So it's absolutely outrageous on that front. And I think the shoot has grown because we're seeing so much more diversity in hair now. Mm. And so many different people with different trends, where I think before, you know, 10, 20 years ago, everyone was kind of more similar, but everyone's now so unique and wearing what suits them.
Yeah.
This year in the collection, I really play with a lot of gold variations and things that can really brighten skin tones and make people look healthy and youthful. And, you know, I'm a big fan of playing with what suits people. For us as well, we have some new lighteners. And this year, which is amazing, in 2020, we're launching our hugest innovation for Color Me since we launched 5-6 years ago. Mm. And it's a product called PHD. So it's an alkaline to acid product. And through the collection, you can see a lot of shine in the hair. The hair, you know, has got more integrity than ever before. Mm. And I think healthy hair is a really big thing that people are really focused on as well. And so this through this collection, you know, there's a real essence of that raw edge and but also, you know, beautiful hair.
Yeah.
Which is Kevin Murphy hair.
Well, I know that Kevin continues to return to the Czech Republic to shoot. I mean, this is, I think, the third time, is that right, that you've done a collection there? What's so inspiring about the location? And I'd love to hear from both of you. Wade, we can start with you. What was the most inspiring thing about this location in terms of how you were then able to create this amazing collection?
I think for me it was actually the building itself. Like,
really?
The building was this amazing building. It almost looked like it was abandoned, but there was all of these different rooms that you could go around and look at and explore. And I think the building really brought a feeling and a mood to the whole shoot, didn't it, Kate?
Absolutely. Actually, it's our fifth year shooting in
Prague. Fifth year. Okay.
Yeah.
I knew it was several years.
It's a lot. We've shot a lot in Prague.
This was actually my first color campaign shoot, actually.
Oh,
so it was
really?
My first
okay.
experience doing the Color Me campaign.
So
I've always done the Kevin Murphy
virgin
yes.
shoot. Not to be confused with virgin hair.
Yeah.
Little non-stylist pun there.
Yeah. And it was absolutely amazing to be a part of. Yeah, it was really cool to be a part of it.
And did you find this location really inspiring as well, Kate?
Every year we've shot in a different place. Prague's amazing because there's all these locations that are abandoned and no one works from, and you can do whatever you want. Like, I've never been to a country where you can go into a castle and make a shoot and bring in all these things, and, you know, you do the casting and just beautiful person turns up after the next, and you just, you know, it's so unspoiled and just incredible.
Wow, that's amazing. And I'll tell you, as somebody who's done a lot of speaking and training over the years, the difference in my creativity and energy in a room with light versus a room that has no light is, you know, I location is important, right?
Yep.
You have to feel inspired. So, Kate, let's talk a little bit about the collection. What do you think is the most adaptable piece in the collection that's going to most inspire clients?
I think for clients, I'd look at the colors and really want them. We've had a bit of a play with a couple of new neo tones. So we're working with some real cute kind of quirky pink violets. And instead of being pastel like we've been in the past, there's a little bit more density to it.
Mm.
We've also worked with like a kind of iridescent apricot golden color. And, you know, I think they're new for us. And the blondes, everything's got these kind of added new growths into them, which makes it look imperfect, but it's kind of perfect because it has this worn-in, beautiful look. You know, the deeper colours are all super shiny, really luxurious, and overall, the hair just looks really beautiful.
Yeah, and I think you and I have talked in the past how clients need a change, even if it's a small change, and boy, can I speak to that. Like, I've been blonde, you know, naturally in the first part of my life, artificially in the second half of my life, and to the untrained eye, my hair may always look the same, but even the tiniest change makes me feel so refreshed.
Yeah, I think that's a really big thing. As a hairdresser, you don't notice change unless it's gigantic, because everyone sits in front of you with different parts, but even if you illuminated someone's hairline for the first time, for them it would be this major ordeal, and how you present that and talk to them about it I think is critical. And so all those little nuances through this collection I think is really what makes it salon friendly as well.
So let's talk about what's in this for the salon. What are the real high points we want to highlight about what this collection is going to do for the salon and bring to the salon?
I think with PhD it's a really great one because now we can leave clients' hair with more shine in better integrity, and we can offer new services that we couldn't do before. So we can gloss people's hair, we can refine it, just tweak those tones, you know, if it's getting slightly too warm but they're not ready for a full color, when they're coming in for their haircut, give them a 10-minute gloss at the base and then just get rid of the orange or the gold, or you know, work with some new denser colors which will completely wash out of the hair, which allows clients to do different things all the time without damaging their hair. So I think there's a lot to take away from it. We work with a really cool blue shade as well, which you'll see a few banners and pictures around. And I think, you know, it's kind of really rock and it's really cool, but it's not, you know, it's still sophisticated.
Yeah.
And I think people want to look well put together.
Absolutely.
I think it's important as well. When Kate talks about the integrity of hair from a styling point of view, we need to have really healthy hair on set to be able to make it look good.
Yeah.
So the way we can actually achieve that using Color Me and still keep the integrity of the hair and the health of the hair, it means that when we're styling the hair, we can create really great shine on the hair. We can actually create the shapes and the movements that we want really easily and effortlessly if the hair is in really good health.
Yeah, and I think that the health of the hair has been a hot topic lately. And I think we've always had damaged hair, but it seems like as the years go on and more services get introduced to the salon and the hot tools are being used, I mean, it's just when I learned about the actual damage we're doing to the hair, just using flat irons and blow dryers, I was shocked.
Yeah.
You know, I was just blow drying away every day. And Kevin said to me once, you wash your hair every day, you use a blow dryer every day. Well, I'm off that plan now. I'm more to 2 to 3 days, so important. Wade, what's the most important thing for you when you're prepping for the shoot?
For us, the most important thing, I'd start by saying that when we're prepping for these shoots, it starts like at least 6 months out before the shoot.
That far out,
if not more.
Really?
A lot of times we finish a shoot and we start thinking about the next one and preparing for the next shoot.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the images are beautiful when they come out and everybody goes, wow, but there's a lot of preparation, a lot of work that leads up to that.
Yeah.
And the reason that we start prepping so early is because the more prepared you are, so if you have a clear direction you're going in, we know what we need, what shots we need to get. Obviously, this is working around color, so we know that we've got different products coming out, maybe different colors coming out that we need to get shots for. So we need a really clear direction. And the clearer you have the direction, the better it is. The more tools and things you have in place that you can just reach for on the day, the better off you are. So you can't be prepared enough for a shoot.
Yeah.
Like, you need to be totally over-prepared. I'm sure you'd agree with that.
Yeah, Kat. And watching James and Wade work, you know, James comes with a box of a bazillion ideas. Like, he's the man of ideas.
Yeah.
And so James has got all these ideas, and it's great to put James and Wade together, and Wade probably helps to pull it back in and just really work what works on each model, and they map it out together. So they go in and they know every look every day. You know, there might be two looks every day. It's so well put together.
So when you show up at the shoot, are you all showing up knowing exactly what's going to happen? Or, I mean, it sounds like it's a blend of, yeah, we know, but then we may change direction on the shoot.
The shoot is always, you know, you have a direction and you have an idea of the direction that you're going in. And you have a clear direction that you're going in, but you have to be fluid as well. Like, you have to be able to change direction at any moment. Like, that could be because of the model's hair texture. Because it could be because of where we decide to take the shot, that we need to do something different to make the hair work properly. It could be simply because we change our mind on the day. We don't have such a rigid rules that we're like, that has to be like this on the day.
Yeah.
Because when you do that, sometimes if you fall short, then you get disappointed.
So
if you can't change direction, then you get disappointed. So you have to be able to just change direction at any moment.
Do you ever show up thinking, okay, we're going to execute on this look, and then you just jump ship?
I think the part is when you work in a team like this, you need to be flexible.
Yeah.
And you need to be open, and you need to listen, and you need to not be stuck or force your ideas.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's the biggest part with our team. Like, we all go in with a solid direction because we need a plan. But then if someone has an idea that's going to make it look better, everyone moves with it.
Yeah.
I think that's the critical team of building a really good team that can execute beautiful work, is that openness.
You hit the nail on the head there.
Interesting. So this is, you know, I mean, we've had Color Me now in the market for, what has it been, 5 years, Kate, in North America. This is the closest I've seen our styling and color team work together in the history of our color line, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and Kate, you're now back in Australia, living in Australia, so, you know, that really gives you and Wade and Nathan a chance to really collaborate on this. Wade, I'm curious to know, you know, when you're working on color shoots, what's your favorite product combination?
It definitely changes from shoot to shoot. But for this Color Me shoot, I actually worked a lot with leave-in repair and anti-gravity spray because I found with the lighting that we had and with the colors that we were doing, it gave me some really good hold using the anti-gravity spray. But then the leave-in repair gives you a softness to the look as well.
Yeah.
And we're able to manipulate the hair and move it around a lot and create specific textures for the different colors that we were doing. So we really looked at the colors that Kate and her team put together, and we looked at those colors and thought, what's the best way to style this hair to bring that color out, to make that color pop? And then also, obviously, working with the lighting team and the guys lighting the shoot. And so that was my kind of favorite for this shoot, was like leave-in repair and anti-gravity spray in a combination. I found that that worked really well and made the colors really pop.
That's great. So last question for both of you. What was the most inspirational either look, moment, feeling, thing, you pick your own adjective, that came out of this shoot for both of you? And whoever wants to go first.
I'll go first, and I won't say it was one look because we did so many shots.
Yeah, 17 models. Yeah.
17 models, I think something like 32 or 35 different shots. Like, I couldn't pick one that was my absolute favorite, but probably just the working with the team. As I said, it was my first Color Me shoot.
Yeah.
So working with the team, being backstage and working with James again, you know, we usually get together on campaigns and work, and we just have a thing with Kate and myself and James where we work really well together. Kate talks to us about the color, talks about what we need to achieve, what we want to see. And then, as Kate said, James is really an ideas man. He has lots of ideas.
Yeah.
And then I kind of work with James into like reining those ideas in and getting us to go in one direction.
So does the style, when Kate colors a head of hair, do you then decide on the style based on what Kate is telling you she wants to see in that shot with the hair color?
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's very much about what the color is and what the main features of the way the colors. And it's not just the color, it's the color placement as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what we need to, how do we actually style the hair to bring that placement of color out and to make that color shine and pop.
That's great. Kate, favorite moment?
Yeah, I think for me, obviously, I can't do all the color work. So I have a team of three others that were working with me. Leland Olsen, Emma Bjorkman has shot, probably this might have been her fourth shoot with me, and I love
from Sweden.
I love working with her. She's beautiful. and a local from Prague called Jacob Marek. And so when we go into it, you know, working with the colour team, I love, and it's a favourite moment, and going in, and I've really gotten better at storyboarding every look for them, and then we cut the model out, and then we have some styling ideas. So it's really built between James, Wade, myself. Kevin sends looks through beforehand, so when I go in and I know what colours, he might send a look and I'd be like, this colour will work here, this colour will work there. So you kind of map it out. For me this year, especially with Pascal being more involved in cutting now.
Because Pascal was on the shoe.
Amazing. And so he, you know, makes short hair. I've never loved short hair like I have working with Pascal.
Yeah.
So funny enough for me, those magical moments are looking at things that I wouldn't normally do or like.
Yeah.
But I'm like, wow, we made that look good.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not my usual thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, James and Wade and Kevin are also talented, but I think those shock kind of bits and moments of stepping outside that zone that you'd normally go down and,
yeah.
you know, all of the team pushing you somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love. And
oh,
it's beautiful.
To be a fly on the wall
yeah.
in one of those castles. You know, they sound a little haunted. So maybe I'll figure out a way to just fly in and fly above you.
Yeah.
Well, Kate Reed, Wade Blackford, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sharing with us the 2020 color campaign, and the name again
is Radiant Flux,
and we will start seeing images in the marketplace.
Oh, you know, they leak out here and there. They're out, but
yes.
officially
you see a few of them leaking out already on social media.
Yeah.
Some of the behind the scenes shots. Officially, I'm not sure when they come
out. In
January,
you'll see the whole collection come out. You know, we've got a few separate drops during the year, which is exciting as
well. All right. Well, cheers to both of you. Thank you so much for coming in today and talking with us on Conversations with Kevin.
Thank you.